Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, and welcome everyone one more time to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologer, an ancient tarot card interpreter, and a student of astrology. And each week, we visit the magical world of numbers, where I use every which way but loose, everything that I know, to help you understand numbers that keep appearing in your life, that keep showing up on the clock, that keep coming into your life on license plates. And I know from the emails that I get from you that you're listening, first of all, and that you have questions about numbers. Numbers are magical, and they're magical when you understand the fact that they are codes, like a stenographer shorthand, like Morse code, like the X's and O's of the computer programmer codes, and numbers are ancient codes that are so exciting once you understand what on earth they mean. And so each week when you come to visit with me in the magical world of numbers, I try to show you through explanations, through human beings' psychological understanding, what these codes mean. Numerology is a science, an ancient esoteric science that is as old as astrology. You all are all so familiar with astrology, but it is amazing to me, and quite frankly, I feel as though in trying to get people to understand what numerology is, you know, I feel as though I am pushing a peanut uphill with my nose in trying to develop an understanding of how wonderful, how concrete, how powerful knowing about number interpretations can be in your life. My website, Elizabeth Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, like the season, .com, will give you on the homepage some general explanation of the numbers 1 through 9, which is today considered to be Western numerology number interpretation. But also when I do my private readings for people that are an hour long, that give you additional paperwork, that even I include astrological printouts about you, whether it's about where you are in this moment of time or where you are in this whole lifetime. Those readings, all tape recorded, come to you. All you need to do is call me. All you need to do is send me an email. I am constantly in touch with my clients. And while you're on that website, by all means, check out on the homepage, in the left-hand corner, a little pink box that talks about my monthly numerological newsletter. That's free. I mean, I once had a friend that says, "Oh, Elizabeth, nothing in life is free." Well, folks, I'm telling you that my newsletter to you, my little bits and numbers newsletter to you, is free with no strings attached. And when I, hour after hour, create that newsletter for you, I am thinking of you. How will this information help you? How will it help you get through the day? Help you to understand astrologically what's going on, numerologically what's going on, websites to visit, books to read. One doesn't know 1 month to the next what the girl's going to write. But it's all written and sent to you with you in mind. All you got to do is click that contact button. Say, Elizabeth, girl, sign me up. And it's done. Numerology is ancient. The numbers themselves have no power. They are codes that give me insight as to what on earth is going on in your life in this moment of time. There are very simple formulas that the ancient masters and teachers developed thousands, literally thousands of years ago, where people use these formulas to communicate ideas and information and understandings of wisdom. The shamans in the tribes used this information. The ancient masters within the tribal peoples, within the civilizations, used this information. We didn't have books. We didn't have computers. We had nothing except an oral tradition that has been passed down through the centuries until finally it reached a point in civilization where folks were writing books. Folks were putting things down on paper. And some people, hundreds of years ago, took this information and put it in solid form. And it is that information, that astrological information, that numerological understanding that has been passed down by metaphysicians through the centuries to you and me in this moment of time. And the study of numbers and the study of astrology and the study of tarot has been my passion since 1988. You know, I think I have really done this work in other lifetimes, in other incarnations. In fact, in a meditation one time, I asked my soul to show me within my third eye where my knowledge of this information is coming from. And my soul, in that meditation, through my third eye, like watching a television movie, took me back to Atlantis and showed me that I was teaching all of this ancient wisdom in Atlantis. My response was, whoa, that's kind of cool. And today we're going to talk about a number that many seers and many metaphysicians and teachers of ancient wisdom believe on some level is connected to Atlantis. Lemuria and Atlantis, historically speaking, are very connected to each other. And we hear and see on the geographical network, on television, and on the Discovery Channel, how folks are just always looking for Atlantis. The ancient teachers, the channelers, that channel the ascended masters, also say that information, concrete information connected to the energy, the sunken planet, the sunken islands of Atlantis, are going to start to be revealed to us in the not-too-near future. Whether Atlantis is off of Bimini or down in South America or what have you, you know, I personally don't get too caught up with that. I mean, it's like been there, done that. It is where it is. And I'm much more interested in dealing with this moment of time and where is Elizabeth going in this lifetime, in this moment of time. If I was on Atlantis, fine. If I went down with the ship, fine. But that was then. I'm not holding on to old tapes, if you will, that were assigned to that particular incarnation. I am interested in what's happening now. And this is my journey in this lifetime to share what somehow, some way I know, yes, through years and years and years and years of study. Okay. I mean, I've been doing this since 1988. I've been doing channelings and readings for people since 1988. And I'm telling you, sometimes I'm as surprised as my clients where the information comes from that comes out of my mouth. And I know it's coming from a different energy level. But wherever it's coming from, to me it's like a whatever. I'm just more than happy to share with you what I know to make your life better, to help move you along like a little turtle, one step at a time, on your life's journey. For the last several weeks, you and I have been talking about a particular time experience in our human being lives. Pythagoras, who developed one of the numerological systems that I talk about, that I use particularly when I visit with you in the magical world of numbers, Pythagoras was a highly evolved ascended master whose real name in the spirit world was Kuthumi. But when he became a human being, he took the name of Pythagoras. Just as when you are in the spirit world, your name, folks, is not Jane or John or Sue or Herkimer or Melchizedek. Your name is a totally different vibration that truly vibrates to the sound of your soul when it's in the spirit world. But in human being form, your name represents issues and experiences and vibrations and energies that are memories that you have had as a consequence of other human being lifetimes, and you're utilizing them vibrationally in the name that you go by day by day by day. And that's a different show, and that's a different formula, and we're not chatting about that too much today. But no, just because your name is John in this human being lifetime, when you leave this lifetime and go into the spirit world, your name will not be John, most likely. It might be some name that is totally different, that you have never even imagined or heard of. It could be Asmara. How many Asmaras do we know running around here? In the American culture, at least. Every human being, according to Pythagoras, and in a way, it's kind of held true. Every human being moves through 9-year cycles of human being experience. We are born somewhere within that 9-year cycle, and we finish it, and we, as children, go on to another one and another one and another one until we die. until we're done with this lifetime and we move on into the spirit world where there are no 9-year cycles. And so here we are, trying to figure out where we are in this current 9-year cycle. And why is that important? That is important because every year in your current 9-year cycle and the next one and the next one and the next one are like 9 kids. Year one has a personality and an issue and something that it's here to achieve that's different from year two, that's different from year 3, 4, 5, and 6. And we finish that 9-year cycle and we go on to another one. And even in the other 9-year cycle, we might yet again be in year one. That year one, generally speaking, has the same issues of new beginnings, new starts, new opportunities. But it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same issues that are in the previous year one. We will be applying the same attitude of new beginnings, new starts, or what have you. But especially between the ages of 30 years of age and 55 years of age, in those 9-year cycles that are in there, there are very specific themes that are hovering over, like a hovercraft going across the English Channel. There's a very specific theme that hovers over each of the 9-year cycles that are influencing any person's life between the ages of 30 and 55, generally speaking. Now, for me to teach you how to calculate that formula that's hovering over that particular 9-year cycle, we can't do that on the radio. Not that it's difficult, because numerology is the easiest esoteric science to learn. In fact, on my website, you would be able to order for yourself a beautiful, easy to understand, colorful workbook that I wrote specifically for beginners who are interested in numerology. You can order it right from my website. And when you get it into your grimy little paws, you will be able to calculate out your own numbers using a wide variety of ancient formulas that dissects, that gives you various aspects of you. All you have to do is go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com, order the workbook, and it is yours. If you need more information, you have a professional numerologist as your teacher. Call Elizabeth Summers. So know that between the ages of 30 and 55, each of those 9-year cycles in there have a very specific overall overriding theme that is taking your soul 9 years to accomplish. And you accomplish it very successfully because that overriding theme is called, that particular formula, it's called a pinnacle of success. I call them the hoop-de-doos because, yes, it takes 9 years to go plowing through the whole thing, but at the end of those 9 years, You are at the top of the mountain, metaphorically speaking, champagne bottle popped, and you did it. You've accomplished it. So wouldn't that be a cool thing to find out what is your issue in any given 9-year cycle? And all of that comes out in a private reading that you can just order right from my website. And it's all tape-recorded, tons of paper, and a personal reading from Elizabeth Summers. For the last several weeks, we have been talking about and calculating out what year you are in yours, not mine, not your husband's or wife's or kids or brothers or bosses or sisters or brothers, your particular 9-year cycle. What year are you in now? As you know, every week when you come to visit with me, a pencil and a paper, if nothing else for copious notes, is required. So I hope in front of you, you have your pencil and paper. You know I don't like pens too much, because especially for people who are beginning to work with all of these formulas, sometimes there's erasing. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to kind of get with the program, you know what I mean? And all of that scratching out gets a little messy. And in working numerology formulas, and when I teach my workshops, neatness is required. Because if you are one number off, one little freckle not being followed in a formula, it throws off the entire chart. So just as in mathematics, although believe me, all you need is your fingers and toes to count when you do numerology. You don't need a calculator. I use a calculator. Everybody in my workshop uses one of those little $7 calculators. We don't need one that does logarithms, trust me. We know how to add. We know how to subtract on a calculator. That is all you need, folks. 99.9% of all the formulas in numerology, Western numerology, is addition. There are some formulas that 0.1 of the formulas that uses subtraction, period. Addition and subtraction. Now, y'all can just do that. And so in front of you right now, I would assume, I would hope, you have your pencil and your paper. And on that pencil, on that paper, with your pencil, I want you to write the digital numerals. The actual digits are called numerals. What I am interpreting is the numbers. The numbers is the abstract meaning of the numerals. I want you to write your birth month that you were born. If you were born in April, write the number 4. If you were born in October, write 10. November, 11. December, 12. Then draw a vertical line. And the next thing I want you to print is the birthday that you were born. If it is a 3, write a 3. If it's a 12, write a 12. If it's a 27, write a 27. Put a vertical line. And then I want you to come down to the second line under what you have just written. I'm not interested in your birth year. Do not write it. Don't want it. Do not care with this formula. It's only going to confuse you. Let's go back to your birth month. If your birth month is a single number like 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 9, up to September, no problem. On the second row, under what you have just written, simply repeat the single number. If your number is a double number of your birth month, 10, 11, or 12, add those two numbers together and put only the single number on your second row under your birth month. Go to your birthday number. If it's a single number, simply repeat it. the goal, the final goal in numerology is to add 99.9% of the time. Everything down to a single number. And put that down. So if your birthday number is anything 10 and above, you're going to have to add here, folks. And put that single number that you get on the second row under your birth month. So now you have two single numbers, birth month, birthday, and to the third number, I want you to put the number 9. Now, in numerology, there is what is called mundane human being psychological numerology that's greatly influenced by the environment, by the conscious mind. Okay, fine. And that's what we're going to do today. And it's valid, and it's an okay thing. I am an esoteric numerologer, which says, all right, I can work with that, but I'm also much more interested in the journey of your soul in this lifetime. And sometimes, in that approach to numerology, there are some adjustments to specific formulas, and this is one of them. But I'm not going to confuse you today. We're just going to deal with the environmental approach to the personal year. These are called your personal years. It's about you personally. It doesn't apply to anybody else, this formula, only you. It's your birth month and day of birth. Makes you special. So you should have your birth month added to your birthday, added to the number 9. You're adding those three things together. You will probably, not all the time, but you will probably get another double number. That's okay. Add that double number together. You will eventually wind up, as you're adding down, you will eventually get to a single number. I want you to put a circle around that final single number that comes from adding all three of those things together. And that, my dear sweet soul, is your personal year that you are in this moment of time as you listen to my voice in the magical world of numbers. In the previous weeks, and you can listen to this, to them, and full descriptions about them, you can listen to them in the archives on BBS Radio. If your year is that you are in now, that's written on your paper, if it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, you need to go to the archives of BBS Radio and hear those shows that have been for the previous months here, previous weeks, pardon me, that I have really expounded upon what those years are about. Because we're not going to talk about them today. Oh, we're going to capsulize them. I'll give you a little thumbnail about years 1 through 7, what it's about. But today's show is not going to give you a lot of information about 1 through 7. You will find that in the archives of my show on BBS Radio. Just go ahead and listen. If your personal year is 1 through 7. To capsulize 1 through 7, if the year that you have calculated out is year 1, it's a time of planting seeds, like a farmer planting seeds. It's a really action Jackson year. It's the magician card. See, I am a tarot card reader, and the numbers 1 through 78 correlate to the 78 ancient tarot cards, and that's what gives my readings additional depth of information all about you, because I'm able to bring in all these tools, these ancient tools that were used for thousands of years by other counselors of human beings to help them to understand their lives. I'm using the same tools to help you understand yours. So if your year one that you've just calculated out, it's a time of new beginnings. It's the Magician card and Tarot cards. It's a time of new starts. Full steam ahead, westward ho the wagons. If it's year two, it is the year of teamwork and relationships and cooperation. And it's kind of like a little mopey-dopey year, quite frankly. It's a little slow moving. Year three, if that is the year that you've calculated out that you're in, year three is a really creative idea. Networking, self-expression, traveling, singing, dancing, spending, eating, drinking, having a good time. It's the Empress card in Tarot card, and that girl does know how to party. Number three year is your party year. Have fun. Year four is a year for putting down roots, hard work, discipline. It's like being in boot camp. It's the year when you need to watch your health. Anything in your health that's just not spiffy-doodle is going to come up and be in front of your little nose in year four. It is an idea, it is a year in year four, in your boot camp year, when you are to make very concrete organization of all the fabulous ideas, the creative ideas that came into play in year three. Year four, if you play your cards right, if you build your metaphorical house right, if you put your life in order right, can be a really productive year. But you're going to have to persevere. It's not going to come easy. It's like going into Marine Corps boot camp weighing 300 pounds. But when you're done with year four, you're going to come out svelte, slim, trim, and beautiful. And ready for officers' candidate school. Year five is your year of change. Anything can happen in year five. It's your second chance year. It's your year of risk-taking, of freedom. Unsticking yourself from that 4 year that just felt made you feel a little locked in. I don't have the money to do anything about anything. All I'm doing is paying bills in year four. Year five says, let me out of here. Whew, I got to take this girdle off. Some of us can really relate to that. Year six is a year of domestic affairs, of family obligations, of nurturing of other people, of self-love, of taking responsibility for your own life. Year six is the year of Venus, the goddess of beauty. Doing little lovey-dovey things for yourself first, then your babies, then your partner. Fixing up the house, taking care of your business, maybe even moving to a new home. Year seven is what we talked about extensively last week. It is a year of turning inward. Year seven is a spiritual year. It is a year of rest, of rejuvenation, of thinking about your life, of making choices, of spending time alone. It is a year of studying and reading, going to school, writing, researching. It's a quiet year, which brings us to where we are today, year eight. Now, year eight is quite an interesting year. Generally speaking, these are the buzzwords that are connected to anyone who is in year 8. It is a time of achievement, of recognition, where business matters dominate. Remember in year 6 I said it was about relationship and heart situations. Year 7 was about you and your spirituality. Year 8 is about business. It's about financial matters, financial management. Year 8 can be a really busy year. It is a year when you must take your power. Now, businesses, just as you personally, you Susie and Joe and Alan and Alexandra who's listening to me, you personally as a soul go in 9-year cycles. If you have a business, your business is also a separate entity, and it goes in 9-year cycles also. So if your business is in year 8, and you determine that from the time that it was born, quote-unquote born, I mean, when did you open your doors, or when did you sign the corporate contracts, or, you know, kind of depends on an individual basis. A marriage is a separate entity. And when a marriage, and you determine it from the day that it was, quote-unquote, born, the month, day, and year of birth of the marriage, it, too, goes in 9-year cycles. So if you are in year 5 of your marriage cycle, separate from your own personal cycle, and you're in year 5, your marriage might be experiencing some changes. And year 6 in a marriage, a lot of marriages go south because the focus is on the relationship of the marriage. And by year 9 of that marriage cycle, it potentially is all over. If couples survive year 9 and move on to year 1, it's just quite amazing how there's an energy shift of new beginnings. So I personally always find it curious. One of the things I ask people is how long you've been married. Because I'm able to see just from that where they are in their marriage cycle. Well, that's just a little aside. So now we're talking about year 8. Year 8, there's nothing emotional about year 8. Year 8 is practical. A to B, B to C, C to D. The number 8 is connected to Saturn energy, astrologically speaking. In astrology, Saturn is the lord of karma. For as you sow, so shall you reap, Saturn says. And so this is the drill instructor in the universe. Saturn says, okay, if you, in years 1 through 7, have handled your personal emotional power, because the number 8 has to do with power, financial power, emotional power, power. If you have handled your power, emotional power properly, in years 1 through 7, then you'll have it made in the shade when you reach year 8. If you have handled your financial power properly, know how to pay bills on time, handle your credit, pay your credit cards. If you have handled your money in, money out situations, learn how to earn money properly in year 8, you've got it made in the shade. No problem. If you've been on the job for 8 years, and the previous 7 years, you have done a good job. You have been responsible. You have been managerial. property, temperament. If you have shown up every day, if you've done the right thing every day, there's a good chance that in year 8, you're going to get a job promotion. And you also might get a financial promotion. The universe is just. It doesn't care whether you are just the nicest, sweetest little humanitarian energy going. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And wherever your life is, when it comes to year 8, it's all going to hit the fan. Most of the time, people achieve when they get to year 8. They see and reap the rewards of all their effort. Because Saturn, the drill instructor in the universe, the lord of karma in the universe, and the universe that is very just, values and appreciates all our efforts. And Saturn always brings a gift when we have done what we are supposed to do. And that is why many people will prosper nicely in year 8. That prosperity has to do with money, property, real estate, personal, emotional empowerment. Having said that, I have seen many people receive pay raises, financial advancement, investments that prosper, fabulous materialistic success in their personal year 8. On the other hand, I also have clients who in their personal year 8 file bankruptcy because they have not understood yet that money is an energy, and money is an extension of our personal, emotional attitude towards our own power. And when we handle our own emotional power properly, that energy ripples to the universe, and the universe brings us back mirrors in real time of how we've handled our own power. Susie Orman, the financial guru, has a phrase that says, self-worth equals net worth. And that is so true in personal year 8. In personal year 8, which may be you, it may be your partner, it may be one of your children, even your grown children, this is kind of difficult to apply these theories, this information to children, actually speaking, or your business even. But in year 8, it's about you learning to own. You own your own power. You will be dealing with authority issues. You will need to become your own boss by taking your own power, either through believing in yourself, having an attitude that you're not a victim, setting your boundaries in some sort of partnership, because there is the karmic implication connected to the number 8 that says quite possibly, and the only way we would really know this about you is if I did a chart on you, is quite possibly in other lifetimes, your soul was in a position of power. And in that position of power, especially as a man, you abused that power. And in year 8, that's coming back to bite you. It's one of the major karmic codes connected to the number 8. This is a year, your number 8 personal year, no matter what the universe is in and everybody else and his brother and his family and who you work with is in, forget that. This is about you. This year, you are going to be challenged to take the lead, to stand up, get some courage, get some moxie, stand up as an authority figure. And in that way, you are going to begin to empower yourself with who you are as a God energy. Year 8 means it's a time for you to push forward as a leader, push forward as a boss, as an authority, and tend to your business. Don't depend on other people. No crutches. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. This is a year for you to deal with family estate situations, for you to deal with situations that are connected specifically to power, emotional power first, then money, then as a consequence of emotional power that leads to more money, that then leads to success. You can achieve everything this year. Now, there may be some kind of big expense that comes along in an 8 year, but this is a moneyed year. It's going to flow to you, assuming that you have laid down a good foundation, and assuming also that it's not just for your own personal profit. Money flows in an 8 year, in some fashion, if you will. Now, there's a couple things we need to think about in an 8 year. Maybe after kind of resting and relaxing in your 7 personal year and thinking and worrying and planning in a 7 year, this is a time to bring it out onto the boardwalk of your life and execute your business plans. Be decisive. Be tactful. One of the buzzwords for an 8 year is advancement. But I'm telling you folks, nothing, absolutely nothing is going to be handed to you. So you need to expect to work hard for what you want. No promotions are going to get received by you this year unless you've earned them. There can be some mental strain that gets attached to hard work and good judgment and efficiency. But as long as you do the right thing and you exercise well-thought-out plans, because 8 is the energy of organization, but more importantly, it's the energy of management. So the first thing you have to manage is your own life, your own emotions, not getting wackadoo over every little thing that happens to you. Put your life in order. Deal with what is, one day at a time. Sometimes just one morning at a time. I've gone through times in my life where I thought, oh, I can't do this. So I thought, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the morning, that's all I'm going to focus on. And then I'm going to have a fabulous lunch. And then I'm going to focus on just getting through 1 in the afternoon to 4 in the afternoon. And because I have a Taurus rising and we love the good life and good food, it was dinner time again. So we focused on a good dinner. And then the work day is over. Don't have to worry anymore. So if you can only do 1 hour at a time, 4 hours at a time, that's what you do until you build up steam. I mean, look at trains. Take a locomotive. A locomotive does not start out tearing down the tracks at 120 miles an hour. It starts slowly, and it builds up steam. That's what you have to do, too, energetically. An 8 personal year is karmic. Whatever you've sown, I'm telling you, folks, whatever you have sown, in the past 8 years, you are going to reap, especially if you've lived well. Hooray, how cool is that? If nothing else, it's a motivation to take one day at a time and do the best that you can, because when you get to year 8, remember the universe is just. 8 years says, as you sow, so shall you reap. So, overzealousness in personal relationships or greed or unscrupulous behavior is always going to come back to bite you, especially in a 9 year. Because in a 9 year, which we'll talk about in our next visit to the magical world of numbers, it is all over but the shouting. So you want to get to that 9 years feeling good about yourself, feeling good about what you have accomplished and how far you have grown as an entity and what you stand for in this 9 year cycle and this theme and this issue that you've been tracing through for 9 years that's called your pinnacle of success, your hoop-dee-doo. Not only Elizabeth can kind of tell you in a reading or you can work through in the workbook that you would get. Now, be sure in an 8 year that you keep any of your arrogant attitudes in check. You need to avoid appearing power hungry, selfish, impatient. Make sure that any transaction, especially if it is property or business transactions, make sure attitudinally first and then practically speaking, everything is legal, above board, and proper. Remember, you are dealing with the Lord of Karma in year 8. It will be as you sow, so shall you reap. Let's talk a little bit about some romance. We all love to talk about romance. If you are a female, year 7 potentially is a nice little year for marital type relationships. In an 8 personal year, it doesn't exactly carry the same protection as a 7 personal year. Or maybe even the peace and the harmony and the lovey-dovey of a 6 personal year. Romance in an 8 personal year can be kind of unemotional, because it's such a practical year. It can be kind of unemotional, a little ambivalent. But yet again, for a woman, if she chooses to marry in an 8 year, that girl's going to marry well. She might not marry for love. She'll marry for wealth. Now, one caveat to that, in some of the ancient writers teach that when a woman meets a man under an 8, it can be the love of her life. She can be well cared for materially because the number 8 is the Lord of Karma. And she's actually drawing into her life someone she has known before and who has materially been in relationships with her in the past. The greater influence of an 8 personal year is really in the direction of material gain, of advancement, of improving your financial status. This is an excellent year for real estate. It is an excellent year, depending upon, too, if there are other formulas in a chart that just reinforce this. This is one of the years where I say to people, move to a new house. If you're thinking of dealing with property and real estate issues, this is a fabulous year for real estate issues, for getting your money out of the real estate and getting top dollar for any kind of properties that you sell or cutting the deals when you purchase properties or buying or selling of businesses or interactions with lawyers and courts that maybe have been a little not so smooth in previous years. This 8 year looks pretty spiffy doodle. If you're planning on launching a new business that you've been percolating and thinking about and planning and organizing, an 8-year is the time to bring that out into the world. This is a business year. It is a year to change your living conditions, your financial conditions, your property conditions. It is a year of power. The bottom line of it all is it is a year of emotional empowerment. You are God's divine essence. You have power. You and God are one. Go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Send me an email. Hit that contact button. Ask me any questions that you want. Tell me how you like our visit to the magical world of numbers. And know that I can help you understand your life, where you're going, what are your issues, and what are your gifts. Each week when we come to visit in the magical world of numbers, know that I am totally thinking about you. How may I give you information that empowers you? Number 8. Know that I send you always God's white light, His protection, His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And until next time, thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.